Unit 7. New Neighbors. Section A. Dialogue. Good morning, Mr. Street. What can I do for you?
Morning. The first thing I need to know is what you charge for advice. You see, I've never been to a lawyer before, and I don't want to run up a big bill.
Don't worry about that. I can give you some advice free of charge, as this is your first visit. After that, there's a fee if we need to take any action.
I see. Well, my wife and I have just moved to a new neighborhood, and we have a house with some open land. The problem is our next-door neighbors keep parking their car on our land. We don't want to get off on the wrong foot with them, so the first time I just ignored it. The second time it happened, I tried joking about it, but they don't seem to be able to take the hint. What should I do?
As you say, you should avoid falling out with them. But on the other hand, you can't just ignore it if they keep parking on your land. You ought to talk to them frankly and make it clear that you're not happy with the situation. But of course, try to keep on good terms with them. If that doesn't do the trick, come and see me again. Then we can talk about sending them a letter.
That sounds like good advice. I'll do that. Thanks.
Section D. Substitution Exercise. Mr. Oddsley needs some legal advice and is consulting Mr. Montague, an attorney.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I want you to collect a debt for me. You see, a customer of mine, Omega Software, has run up a big bill. I talked it over with Omega, as I don't want to fall out with them. They've been a customer of mine for over 5 years, but they don't seem to be able to take the hint. I've let them know I might ask my lawyer to take action, but it hasn't done the trick. What do you suggest?
I can understand that you want to keep on good terms with them, but on the other hand, you need to get your money.
Of course, that's important.
The first thing to do is to consider whether Omega has financial problems and might go bankrupt.
Oh, yes. I never thought of that.
If they go bankrupt, then it's not so important to avoid falling out with them, is it?
No, it isn't.
So I'll make it clear to them that they have to pay this debt in 30 days, and if they don't, then we'll have to take action.
Time out. Stir up a hornet's nest. One of the things you should never do is stir up a hornet's nest. If the hornet's nest is disturbed, the hornets fly out to attack the intruder, which can be very unpleasant. People have been known to jump into rivers to escape a swarm of hornets. To stir up a hornet's nest is an idiom meaning to bring a lot of trouble on oneself by thoughtless actions. In the picture, two small boys have broken a neighbor's window with a football. They've also brushed against a hornet's nest in their haste to get away. The neighbor is very angry and is going to complain to their parents. The hornets are swarming out to attack them. The boys have stirred up a hornet's nest for themselves in more ways than one.